Pause, 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 press the pause, 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 pause. Okay, let me stop. Okay, no, for real. On a real note, y'all, no introductory music to the podcast episode for today. I will let you know why. Because we are in the process. And when I say we, I mean me. Shout out to my boy Devin. Shout out to my boy Anthony. Are in the process of getting an official podcast sound for the intro and outro audio. It's taking a little bit of time because we want to get it right. It's gotta feel good to the to it gotta fit. You know what I mean? It just gotta fit. It just gotta be the perfect fit, right? So I still have a word for the day, okay? Yes. Now it was pre-recorded a couple of days ago when it came to me and it rested on my spirit. I said, "Ooh, I gotta release this. I gotta release this. It's hot. We all gotta hear this. Drop it like it's hot." You know what I'm saying? This Wednesday, which is today. So I still am going to release this episode for the day. I just wanted to hop on ahead of time, just to let my listeners know that we are working on something custom, okay? Because we're unique. We are uniquely and divinely made here, okay? Listen, listen, that's a word in and of itself. We want a customized sound that is going to embody the vibe and the feng shui that is this podcast on a permanent basis moving forward. Okay, so that is in the works, y'all. While that's happening, there will be a slight pause. Don't worry, don't worry. The party's still ongoing. Hold on. Don't worry. Don't leave the room. It's gonna be okay. We may miss an episode or two for Speak On It Saturday. And then possibly the next Wednesday. But guess what? But guess what? By the time we come back. By the time we come back, it's gonna be a whole new month. So for everybody that was on their 30-day trial period and didn't really start doing what they told themselves they was gonna do this year, okay? When it comes to some of the things that we weren't gonna carry into this year, that weight that we carried from last year, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? We gonna let it go because we're gonna be rolling into February 1st, and ain't no excuses. January can be the trial period, but we coming back official, baby. In February. So y'all hang on in there. Hear this good word because guess what? Guess what? Guess what? This word is about letting go. Okay. So without further ado, I present to you the word for this Wednesday. And resume. That was my fast forward noise. But anyway, y'all enjoy. Let's get into it. What's up? What's up? What's up, y'all, my fellow human beings? What's going on? Happy Wednesday, hump day. Okay, listen. All right. While it's fresh on my mind for this topic that we're going to talk about today, man, we're about to talk about how, what, like, why are we still holding on to certain stuff? Like, why are we holding grudges on the same stuff that we swear we over? On the same things that we swear like we ain't tripping over no more. Man, forget that. I ain't on that no more. Man, I ain't think about her no more. Man, I ain't think about him. Man, forget that man. Man, like, but you know that, like, come on. I can't believe that this happened to me. I can't believe they did that. Da-da-da-da. Like, why are we still holding on to stuff? Right? We still holding on to our troubles. We still holding on to our worries. We still holding on to a lot. We may not know how we about to pay our rent next month. We may not know where our next meal gonna come from. We know we got 17 miles till empty and 23 miles until we get back to the house. Lord, make it make sense. And let the fumes carry me the difference of the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're worried about so much. We worried about who's in office right now. We worried about the sake of our country. We're worried about the sake of these other countries and things going on across the world. We're worried about so much stuff, right? We worried about if we gonna come into the office and they gonna tell us, you know, go ahead, pack it up. Go ahead and go home. Go ahead and head out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we worried about so much stuff. We worried about if that car gonna crank up when we put the kid in. We worried about if our car gonna be outside because we know we ain't paid our car note in 3 months. Like, you know, we're worried about so much stuff. So much stuff. And the anxiety is so loud, right? Like, we say that we gonna let go and let God, but is that really what we do? Is that really what we do? We say we let go and let God, but we go right back to God. We be like, hold on, bro. Like, let me hold back. Let me just touch it. Let me just stand here in your presence and look at that thing I just put in your hands. Do that make sense? I don't think that makes sense. Man, let me tell y'all something while it's fresh on my mind to tell it. I was talking to one of my friends or whatever. We was having a conversation about it. You know, we was talking, it was on the topic of some of the stuff that we hold on to as human beings, right? That we are placed here on this earth to experience life and to experience it well, to discover ourselves at a soul level. Once we take off the offense, once we take off the labels, once we take off what society put on us, once we take off what culture put on us to be, what they expect us to say, how they expect us to act, how they expect us to behave, how they expect us to dress, how they expect us to carry ourselves, how they expect our demeanors to be. Like, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Listen, once we take all that stuff off, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we break it down to the foundation of who we are, like, yeah, we're human. We will feel our feelings. We will experience what's happening to us. We may not be able to control what happens to us, but we can always control how we respond to it, right? Or how we react in return, right? That we can control, right? So, you know, I was just making a point, you know, to my friend. We having this conversation, we're talking, and I'm just like, dang. And I'm a big goofball. If anybody knows me, they know that I like to joke around sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you gotta laugh to keep from crying sometimes. And you know what came to mind? Like, sometimes I'd be like, bro, I can't believe we the adults now. Because, listen, like, I still be watching cartoons and anime and stuff. Listen, like, SpongeBob references, I'm your girl. Okay? And I told him, I was like, listen, like, it's crazy how we say we're going to let go and let God, but then we pick that thing right back up. We pick up our own offenses. We pick up our own worries. We pick up our own concerns. We pick up our own anxieties. We pick up our own, like, crippling thoughts and situations, and we pick them right back up after we already released it, right? We pick it right back up, and we hold on to it so tight. God be like, just let me have it, bro. Let me have it. It's too heavy. It's too heavy. Do you hear me? It's too heavy. You're not going to be able to function the way that I designed you to be able to function. You're not going to be able to navigate through your day the way that you should be able to navigate through your day. You're not going to be able to prioritize what you need to be doing or what you need to be focused on because you're holding on to this thing. Let me have it, right? And we're like, no. Firmly grasp it. If you know, you know. You just gonna keep firmly grasping it? Like, think about it. Like, if you think about that scene from SpongeBob, Squidward is all jacked up. Like, that man is wrapped up like a mummy in a wheelchair, legs propped up, like bandaged from head to toe. The only thing you can see on that man is his eyeballs, right? And here come Patrick trying to take him jellyfishing. And he take that jellyfishing net and he's trying to get this man to hold on to it. But obviously, Squidward is healing. He is debilitated and he is healing. Okay, that man is trying to get all his pieces back together literally underneath that cast. This man is immobilized. Okay? Does this sound familiar to some of y'all? Are some of y'all healing? Immobilized, trying to get your pieces together, right? And you release something. Your hands are not available right now. Your hands are not available right now. Somebody say that. My hands are not available right now. I already let it go, and now my hands are healing. Them Joneses bandaged up. And Patrick gonna sit here and try to pick the net back up and put it back on his hand. And it just slides right off. Why? Because his hands are, Squidward's hands are not available. They're not available. But it's okay. It's okay. Patrick's like, firmly grasp it. Here, take it back. Take it back. Take back the pain. Take back the offense. Take back the trauma. Take back this thing that you worried about. Here, take it back. Here, hold on to it. Hold it. Still holding. Here, hold on to this thing. Right? And it just slides right off. And Squidward's mumbling underneath that underneath his cast, too. He's like, rum, rum, rum. Like, listen, he's trying to tell him, like, stop, man. I let it go. Like, just let it go. Just let it go. Let me heal, man. Let me heal. But no, we tell ourselves our mind, our emotions, our hurt, our ego, our trauma, our pain, right? We're like, no, pick this back up. We ain't done with this thing yet that we said we let go of. Here, pick it back up. And what is, some of us still want to hold on to it so bad instead of just healing and letting it go, right? So what did Patrick do? Come on, y'all. We saw this episode. What did Patrick do? He picked that thing up and he jammed it through the cast, through this man's hand that's bandaged up, trying to heal. And what does he say? Say it with me. Firmly grasp it. Like, what? I cannot, y'all. I cannot. Why do we do this to ourselves? And then they did the zoom in. They did the close up on Squidward's poor hand with that jellyfish net stabbed all the way through that thing from the top to the bottom. Just went straight through the hand, straight through the cast. Why are we damaging ourselves again? While we're already trying to heal, why are we reopening wounds that we're healing and scabbing over? Why are we picking at our scabs? Let it heal, y'all. Let it go so we can grow. That's a word for somebody today. But anyway, I just had to drop this word. It was on my spirit and I was having that conversation. I said, this is a word right here. Yeah. Yeah. But that's all I have for y'all today. Hopefully this touched somebody. I love y'all. Listen, thank you for sticking in there, staying tuned in. We just getting started here. I'm just excited for where we about to go, baby. This is the year of change. This is the year of positive change. This is the year of growth. This is the year that the veil has been lifted and we start to uncover who we are and what we really doing out here, right? Yeah, we growing, we healing, we glowing, and it's showing, period. Put that on a t-shirt. Coming soon. But yeah, y'all be safe out here on these streets, okay? And stay tuned for Speak on this Saturday. Love y'all. Peace, love, and blessings.